WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
E.L. Doctorow is known for his best-selling novels like Ragtime and The Book of Daniel that focus on crucial moments in American history. His new novel, The March, continues that tradition by taking readers back to the Civil War. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
It's impossible to read E.L. Doctorow's new novel, The March, and not to think about New Orleans. Practically every page of this novel is saturated with descriptions of an army of the dispossessed roiling through the South, covered in mud and slime, peopled by the lost and innocent, as well as by the vultures who prey upon them. Doctorow's specific subject here is Sherman's march during the Civil War, but his overarching subject is always the idea of America writ large, its democratic promise, its nightmare possibilities. Doctorow writes like a visionary poet whose gaze encompasses American history, past, present, and to come. And so it's easy for me to believe that even as he was imagining these scenes from the Civil War, he was also foretelling the New Orleans disaster, when once again the Democratic crowd would dissolve into a free-floating mass. As befits a story about Bedlam, there's not so much a linear plot in the march as there are fragmented images pushing and shoving their way to a foregone conclusion. The novel opens in 1864, after the burning of Atlanta, when General William Tecumseh Sherman led the Union Army through Georgia and up into the Carolinas, fighting and pillaging, as well as accumulating an auxiliary civilian army of exiles, newly freed blacks and fugitive whites. Doctorow plucks a few individual characters out from this throng and sketchily tells their intersecting stories. Among others, there's an, of course, beautiful ex-slave girl named Pearl, who passes for white, a chilly army doctor who becomes expert at battlefield amputations, a steely southern belle or two, a decent Irishman named Walsh, who joins the army as a paid substitute for a wealthy New Yorker, and General Sherman himself, who's periodically depicted as mentally unhinged. Even Lincoln has a cameo. But the American multitude is really Doctorow's main character here, and his writing is most electric in the pages and pages and pages of this novel that he devotes to describing the swarm. Sometimes those descriptions are majestic, as when Sherman's forces make their entrance into the novel in a cloud of dust. Other times, Doctorow describes the crowd as horrific, as in this snippet where General Sherman wanders through the night and watches Columbia, South Carolina, go up in smoke. His troops were everywhere drunk. Some stood in front of burning houses, cheering. Others lurched along, arms linked, looking to Sherman like a mockery of the soldierly bond. It was all in hideous accord, the urban inferno and the moral dismantlement of his army. These veterans of so many campaigns, who had marched with him hundreds of miles, fought stoutly with nothing less than honor. They were not soldiers now. They were demons laughing at the sight of entire families standing stunned in the street while their houses burned. Whether or not you'll think The March is an instant American classic will depend on whether or not you think a novel can be sustained solely on the power of its language. In a recent, and as one would expect, very smart essay in Slate, writer Francine Prose argues just that, that style is all in the literary novel, and plot is, as she says, the least of it. Certainly it's the least of it in The March, where Doctorow's elegant meditations roll on, swallowing up plot, character, and all other fictional elements that stand in their path. But with all due respect to Prose's pronouncement, I think some great writers, like Doctorow, really produce their best books when their soaring style is held in check by the mundane demands of telling a story. Doctorow can generate pages of biblical riffs, but sometimes that's all he produces, as in his last novel, City of God, which, along with a lot of other reviewers, I found incomprehensible. When his meditations are tethered to a strong historical plot line, as in Ragtime and the incomparable Book of Daniel, there's no other American novelist who so unironically steps into Walt Whitman's bardic boots, retelling our national stories in the larger contexts of myth, anthem, and tragedy. The March offers amazing descriptive and contemplative passages about the Civil War, but ultimately it doesn't go anywhere. It's stalled in the accumulated profundities of its own language.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University and is the author of the new memoir, Leave Me Alone, I'm Reading. She reviewed The March by E.L. Doctorow.